You okay over there?
That was beautiful.
It's Joe McKenzie. It's a really emotional moment right now.
It was very emotional.
Porkchop is drying the tears from McKenzie's eye.
That was very... Isn't that a beautiful song, though? I just think it just makes memories flood back. It always gets me every time.
McKenzie's computer is short-circuiting from all the tears.
Seriously, I had to take...
Grab a fire extinguisher, please.
Grab a tissue.
No, that is a great song.
Thank you for making that song number one. I just think it's beautiful.
Now, I think we have somebody that's a little upset with us, though. I could be wrong. Jessica, are you upset at us for playing songs that pull at your heartstrings today?
Well, heck yeah, I am. It's Monday morning. I'm crying just getting out of bed, going to work.
I know. It's tough.
Listen.
I'm thinking maybe songs that tug at your heartstrings should be a Wednesday song of the day theme.
Okay. I like that too.
I tried to tell Porkchop. He's like, no, it's got to be Monday.
Well, it's got to be a Monday. Sometimes Porkchop doesn't know what he's talking about, right?
Whoa, shots fired this morning.
Oh,
okay. Well, hey, we appreciate it, Jessica. And you say you like song of the day too?
I do. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. Song of the day is great.
I
have to go listen to some Metallica, though, now so I can go get myself all amped up.
Just got to rage out.
Here's how I know that I'm doing right. Because I made you cry, my boss says what? We're supposed to make
he's
him laugh,
like,
cry,
like,
and poke him in the eye
He's
or
like,
something?
Poke her in the eye, punch her in the butt.
No,
and
not.
I made her cry, so that means Porkchop knows exactly what he's talking about.
Well, somebody's going for a promotion
wow.
or a raise.
Hey, girl, if you have any suggestions, Jess, let us know for song of the day categories. Yeah. We're always looking for them.
If anyone has any suggestions, give them to us. Porkchop may take all the credit for it.
Yeah, but guys, guess what I thought of?
So, Jess, let us know. That'd be awesome.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Hey, you guys have a good rest of your morning.
Hey,
you too. Good luck with those tears. Told you, Chops, Monday was a terrible day for this. It should have been a Friday.
I guess. It's okay to cry.
Okay.
I think Wednesday is accurate. Like, in the middle of the week, it's Friday, you want to be pumped up. Monday, you got to be pumped up.
But then Wednesday, you're crying. You're like, I'm only halfway through this week. Oh, God, no!
I can't make it.
No! It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we're going to do some hacking. Is that what they call it? Some hacking? Oh, wait, that's computer stuff. I meant beauty hacking. I'm sorry.
Yes!
Beauty hacks. McKenzie, you... learned a beauty hack over the weekend?
I did. Girls' night, Friday night, I learned a genius beauty hack that was so like, duh, but I'd never done it before.
All right, and if you have any beauty hacks, too, that you want to share, we had intern Chloe standing by. It's 833-563-2539. Honestly, I'm looking for any like beauty hacks for dudes that don't look good. Like, give them to us.
Yes.
Because that would be me.
And actually, Chops has some beauty hacks, too, for his little bald spot he's been working on.
Oh, yeah.
He's
wow.
He's got a beauty hack
of
his own.
I want to hear Porkchop's in a second. I want to hear McKenzie's, because where did this happen at? Like, what actually happened?
Okay, so Friday night, this inevitably happens. You're out to a nice dinner, and you're eating, and you get something stuck in your teeth.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I always have either floss or those little, like,
picks.
Yeah, of course, I'm out. And I have like a few stuck in between the middle of my teeth. And I'm a big teeth person. I smile a lot. So my friend that I'm out with is just like, girl, you just pluck out a piece of hair and use it as floss.
Oh,
it's
bro.
Like a game change. No, I have tons of hair. You just pluck out a long hair and you use it as your dental floss. It gets it right out.
Porkchop and I are like, what the hell did we just hear?
Beauty hack.
What would you do if Joe...
Plucked a beard. I'm gonna throw.
I have long hair.
Here,
Porkchop.
I got some floss for you, bud.
No, your own. But I was like, that's genius, and it came right out. Or else you're gonna be stuck, like trying to dig in there with other stuff. It's not gonna work.
So when you use your piece of hair, put it in there, and then you look after you're doing it, you're like, oh, I got it. Nope, that was just a piece of dandruff.
Ew. I don't know who you're hanging out with. Nope, that did not happen. We keep clean hair.
That is so interesting to me, though. That with you two girls, like that doesn't gross you out, like. Ping! Just gonna put, like Liv could sell hers like industrial strength. Look how big Liv's hair is.
I have a lot of hair, so I have done this one time.
What?
I will say I've done it once. Yeah,
it's like
when
you're desperate. It's a beauty hack.
No, okay.
I was very desperate. It's a beauty hack. Mm. You don't obviously you would way rather use floss.
Good job, but if chops, you don't I'll have give you a beard floss,
hair. I'm not saying like at home before you right. every day do it. I'm
All
saying like when you're out and you're in.
Would
an,
you use somebody else's
need.
Hair?
No,
like,
okay. I wouldn't. That would gross me out. I'd use my own hair, but this is only for 911. 911 emergencies, because I've tried even taking a straw and flattening it and using the corner of it to get something out, but sometimes that doesn't work.
Now I tried even a bobby pin, which obviously did not work.
Now you've got lice in your teeth.
What is up with you and dandruff?
I'm really
lice.
Worried
your
about your oral
gross.
Hygiene. Your oral hygiene is not good. Not good. Now, with your hair being long enough, at least lives, I can see right now, would you pull the hair out or do you just pull it up?
You just pull
and
put
it
back?
I could just pull it up, but
no,
I don't want it back in my head.
You just pluck one little hair out and do it, and it worked. Genius. I'm like, why did I never think of this before?
Why do I just see like your man later going through your hair like, oh, hey, a piece of steak. Ew. All right.
No. You put it out of your hair, use it, and you toss it like floss. I'm just saying if it's an emergency, ladies, or, you know, whatever, if you're on a date.
That is genius, but yeah. I want to say right now, I really like that. I did not expect that to be your beauty hack. I'm going to try the beard thing sometime, and I don't
Please
want
don't.
Anybody to judge. Why? It's hair.
I would. Your beard
I shampoo.
Looks
I'm
so
kind
gross.
Of like a long strand.
No, Mackenzie,
you
I've
need
got,
to know. So
I got long strands.
I feel like Liv wants to have a come to Jesus with you moment right now.
I know. I do. We need to talk. Joe, listen to me. We need to have a conversation.
This is an intervention.
So I have dealt for a while now with my hair being very damaged, very weathered, just gross looking, and it's been awful. And I finally have found a stylist to help me out.
Yeah.
We need to have a talk. You need to do something about your beard because it is weathered. It is dehydrated. It is thirsty as hell looking for some moisture. And it just looks bad.
Are you serious? Ooh. Like, I've been using beard oil. I did some beard balm last night, like beard butter.
I think
like,
you need a professional moisturizing mask. They did it to my hair this weekend. And now, look, my hair looks great. I chopped off all of my dead ends, and it looks like they just got put onto your beard.
Do I need a facial?
I just think it's your beard.
I think.
I would love a facial if that would help.
Okay, so you know where your chin ends?
Yeah.
I think you could just cut to that point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You don't need to get rid of all of it. You need to clean
it up,
though.
This about 5 inches.
Nikki, real quick. Hey, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What's your beauty hack? What do you got?
I don't have a beauty hack except for the hair in your teeth thing. I have been, like, to floss your teeth, I've been doing that for years, and my friends have made fun of me endlessly for it. And I'm like, it's so simple, and it makes so much sense.
Thanks, girl. I know my mind, I was the mind-blown emoji. I was like,
wait, but Nikki.
My friend Samantha's like, yeah, girl, just pluck out hair and do it real quick. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Nikki, are you plucking the hair, or are you just putting it back, are you leaving it in your head?
No, you don't leave it in your head.
No, you don't leave it in your head. That's weird.
Okay, Nikki, thank you. And Porkchop, real quick, in case somebody's wondering, what's your bald spot trick?
Castor oil. I've been using that for the last month, and everyone's been saying that my hair is looking fuller.
There
right?
you go. And a lot of girls, or people in general, dudes too, Preparation H, you can use under, if you have like bags under your eyes, or like to depuff.
What?
Yeah, just put
Preparation
it under.
Preparation H yes. to depuff? I've never known that.
Yes.
Genius.
Insiders in the beauty industry do it all the time. It's random. It's a hack.
I just want to throw it out here. All those things, do at your own risk. We're not medical
disclaimer,
experts here.
What is saying?
She told me to put Preparation H in my eyes and I'm blind. Oh, no.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Mackenzie! Help! Hey, Mackenzie.
It's like terrible.
What's coming up with the tea?
Okay, Courtney Cox was spotted in a hot tub with David Beckham. What? And which friend's home, speaking of Courtney, was broken into?